in California, support for the already unpopular Governor Gray Davis is slipping even further. The nonpartisan Field poll released today shows that 58% of likely voters would vote to recall the governor, up from 51% a month ago. Between those two polls, Davis was dealt a huge political blow when Arnold Schwarzenegger entered the race to replace the governor. Schwarzenegger's candidacy has also triggered near warfare between political journalists and entertainment reporters. He has long established relationships with entertainment television shows, but not with reporters who cover politics. NPR's John McChesney reports that since Schwarzenegger announced that he was going to run, the only reporter he has faced is Pat O'Brien of Access Hollywood.
O'Brien's interview occurred immediately following Schwarzenegger's announcement on NBC's Tonight Show. Outside the studio, irritated political reporters asked Schwarzenegger advisor Sean Walsh why O'Brien was given immediate access to the actor. Walsh insisted it was accidental and told reporters, newsies he calls them, that they'd better sharpen their elbows for combat with the entertainment reporters.
Hey, look, you newsies are going to have to start getting a little more aggressive with these Hollywood guys.
But when the NBC entertainment program Extra got in between the newsies and Schwarzenegger, the newsies certainly didn't appear to need any advice about being aggressive. And programs like Extra and Entertainment Tonight have not been deterred by the fact that Schwarzenegger is now a politician, not an actor. They're grinding out regular features about the star. Here's Access Hollywood's Tony Potts introducing an exchange between the actor and the program's co-host, Pat O'Brien, in which the two complement each other's body parts.
As Arnold fine-tunes his gubernatorial campaign to be as rock-solid as his biceps, Pat learned just how playful the Austrian oak can be during their sit-down for T3.
I don't say this to many men. You have a nice butt.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you. I love you as too. I mean, you are very studly.
It's this kind of chummy relationship that has many political observers worried that the superstar is going to get a free ride to the governorship of California. The morning after O'Brien's interview with Schwarzenegger, O'Brien was interviewed by NBC's Katie Couric. Michael Finnegan, a political reporter with the Los Angeles Times, was disturbed by what he saw.
Over the course of that interview, O'Brien lavished praise on Schwarzenegger as a very good candidate, and that's the kind of thing that you wouldn't find a reporter from the political press doing.
Of course, this isn't the first time an actor has run for office in California, but according to Barbara O'Connor, who teaches communication studies at Sacramento State University, the media has changed dramatically since Ronald Reagan ran for governor.
There are many more channels, both radio and television, and they have all kinds of demands to fill time. So the infotainment or entertainment medium love Arnold and think it's a great circus story, and they're covering it as such. So he's getting more free media than God, and no other candidate can compare.
And entertainment reporters are sometimes actively discouraged from asking hard questions of the stars they cover. Mick LaSalle is a film reviewer for the San Francisco Chronicle.
These days, if you're a television reporter and you go to a junket and you interview somebody, if you ask a hardball question and you get an unguarded answer, the publicists will hold on to the tape. They won't give you the tape. Yeah, so if you don't play ball, your TV station has just sent you across the country for absolutely nothing.
Of course, after 20 years of facing the entertainment media, Schwarzenegger might not be prepared for the kind of interrogation he'll get when and if his advisors decide he should face political reporters. Again, communications professor Barbara O'Connor.
I think he will ultimately maybe have to face a political reporter, and that will be a rude awakening for him if, in fact, his staff puts him in there. But there's no reason for them to, because people already have a fully framed opinion based over 20 years of exposure to Arnold Schwarzenegger.
George Skelton has reported on California politics for 41 years and is a columnist for the Los Angeles Times based in Sacramento. He thinks that sticking to the entertainment shows and avoiding political reporters is a strategy to draw in people who don't normally vote.
What his advisors are trying to do is pull the people who don't care about politics but do care about movies like The Terminator, trying to pull them into the ballot booth to vote for Arnold, trying to have maybe a record turnout as opposed to the low turnout that we all thought there would be. He's appealing to people who don't give a darn about politics usually but stay up and watch Leno and go to these dumb movies.
But Republican strategist Alan Hoffenblum disagrees, saying it's normal for handlers to shield a candidate from political reporters in the early days of a campaign. But he expects the Schwarzenegger campaign to steer away from the entertainment programs in the near future.
All successful candidates, particularly ones as well-known as Arnold Schwarzenegger, has to develop a technique to deal effectively with the political press. And I'll be surprised, by the way, if he doesn't do so.
But this is an exceptionally short campaign, and some observers say the early days, those days when candidates are customarily shielded by their handlers, are nearly past. Only 7 weeks remain to deal with the hard questions that most likely won't be asked in a Hollywood arena. John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.